You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm so happy that I finally found a study by Yale. That's Yale University, that confirms something that I've been seeing in my practice for well over the past 5 years. And here it is. Different people in different age groups and different generations are requesting different things from cosmetic surgery. Now, that may sound very obvious to some of you, but in reality, it really isn't. So in the beginning here, what I'd like to do is kind of give everybody a framework to think about. Baby boomers are people that were born between 1944 and 1964. So the age range currently would be somewhere between 55 years of age and 75 years of age. The next generation after that was called Generation X, and that was between the years of 1965 to like 1979. Now, what comes after that is what most of us talk about as the millennials, and those are really considered Generation Y, and those people are between the ages of like 25 and 39 years of age, and they were born between 1980 and 1994. Now, here's the interesting part about this. There's a new generation. I'm not sure everybody's aware of this or not, but the new generation is called Generation Z, and that's going to be anybody that's between the ages of 4 years of age and 24 years of age. So those people would have had to have been born between 1995 and 2015. Now, the reason why I'm giving you this whole demographic and these like place markers in time is that a new study that was done by the sociology department at Yale University basically showed that young people, people that are in that Generation Z category, and even in that millennial or Generation Y category to some part, are looking for something that is so different than what we as baby boomers and as we in Generation X people have looked at for years, which is somebody that comes into my practice that's in that baby boomer category, again, between the ages of 55, let's say, and 75, they're looking to feel better about how great of shape they're in. Like they're able to run 12 miles and they're in so much better shape than their parents, let's say, were, but they want to look that way. So what they're coming in to ask for are ways for them to look as healthy as they feel. They want to basically turn some of the clock back, but they're not looking most of the time to look unrealistic. They're not looking for, and this is for the majority of the patients again, they're not looking to be unrealistic. They're looking to look younger, but they're looking to be, if you will, better versions of themselves. And a lot of that is brought on by the fact that, hey, they're living much more active lives for a much longer period of time. Some people are getting knee replacements and joint replacements well into their 80s because they want to continue to have a very sports-driven life. So these patients understand that if they're going to feel that youthful, they want to come across to everybody that they're seeing as also being very youthful. Now, here's the interesting counterpoint to that. What I've noticed in my practice, and other colleagues of mine across the country have noticed, has been definitely documented by this recent study coming out of Yale that says young people, again, we're talking about that Generation Z and that later avenue, if you will, of the millennials, younger people that are going into cosmetic surgery realms, let's say, they develop an idea of how they want to be perceived by the world. And they're seeking cosmetic surgery procedures to create these looks. So many of these things are being driven by social media and things like that. But here's the part that becomes somewhat distressing. These young people see the media as a way for them to understand who they would like to be. So they're not trying to look like a previous version of themselves. They're not looking to look younger because they're already, let's say, 24 years of age. They're not looking to be a younger version. What they're looking for is something that they are expecting cosmetic surgery to give them, and they're actually looking for something that never existed before. So think about that for a minute. Every time you see someone with a selfie that has used different filters, they're many times trying to make their body parts, facial features, look like something that never looked like that before. And the complicated versions of this for cosmetic plastic surgeons like myself is that what happens in a couple of years, they're still going to be in that same category, let's say, of Generation Zers, but what happens in a couple of years if the media values and the trends change? What happens if right now everybody that wants to look like Meghan Markle's nose, what if happens if in a few years from now there's somebody else that comes into the limelight that has a different nose than that? So you can see where, based on what's happening in the media, based on what's going on out there, if these people in this Generation Z category, and again, that's really what we're dealing with here. Now, is it possible that someone in the baby boomer age wants to look totally different? Absolutely. But I'm saying in general terms, plastic surgeons now have to be able to address those types of things. Because naturally, someone that comes in with a lot of facial wrinkles and extra eyelid skin and skin around their neck, of course, if you do something like a really wonderful facelift or eyelid lift or do a laser resurfacing to get rid of some of the wrinkles, they're going to look much more youthful. They're going to look like a much more younger version of themselves. But somebody that's 26, somebody that's 24, someone that's 28, that's coming in because they want to have a totally different jawline than they ever had before, or a totally different nose, or cheeks that just have a more, you know, voluminous appearance. Does that really fit their facial features? Does that really fit the rest of their body? And those are the things that I think we as a society have become much more used to seeing. And when we talk to patients and we talk to people that are interested in different kinds of cosmetic surgery procedures, what comes to mind immediately for most of them is someone they saw on TV that looked very odd after getting a facial injection, or one of their girlfriends that they saw at a recent party that just looks totally different. So if you could come into my office one day and sit with me during my consultations, you would hear those exact words come out of multiple patients' mouths, is that, listen, I'm really interested in getting my lips done, but recently I saw someone at a party and it looked horrific. They didn't look like themselves. It looked crazy. Is that what all these facial fillers are about? If I mention something about laser resurfacing. Just today, I had a patient say, oh my God, no, I can't do that. I had a girlfriend that was out of commission after a laser resurfacing for over 3 weeks. I can't do that. I have to go back to work. So I guess as we get more adept at talking about cosmetic surgery procedures and non-invasive cosmetic surgery procedures, things like injectables and Botox and lasers and facelifts and breast augmentations, and where it just becomes such an easy thing to talk about with people at parties or just, you know, almost on any TV show, on any blog, you're going to see a lot talked about when it comes to cosmetic surgery. So the take-home message here is really trying to come up with something that's going to make you feel better about yourself, but also taking into consideration your age and where you're going with your life and possibly job opportunities that are coming up. So many times we'll have patients that come in that are very young and they want certain things done. And I guess the conversation that I have with them really does get into, hey, you understand that when you do this, you're going to have this sort of a look. Is that what you're going for? And then we can look over different visuals in some of the things that we do in the office to kind of show before and afters, or to show some visual things with a video type thing. Or they may even bring in photos of things that they would like to look like. And I think it's really incumbent upon the plastic surgeon to take the reins, if you will, and to really review things that could go in a very positive direction. And they could, you know, we could accomplish everything that they're seeking to do surgically or non-surgically, but to get the look that they want. But I guess it is very important to get the psychology behind why they're wanting to do things. And this is for you and everyone listening as well. Like, what are the reasons behind wanting to do some of these procedures? And I think at the heart and soul of why cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery in general has really taken off and become such a wonderful thing is because we're able to really incorporate that mindset into making people feel really great about themselves and making you feel really wonderful about yourselves. And like, really, when you're looking in the mirror and you see yourself, are there certain things that you see in the mirror that you say, you know what, I kind of always wanted to have a certain other look. I always wanted to get this fixed. I don't think other people even see it. I don't even know if anyone else is really focused on it. But for me, in order for me to catapult my career forward, in order for me to be able to actually do what I want to do with my career or my social life, I really feel like I need to get this fixed. And when that happens, you can show up at the plastic surgeon's office, sit down and really talk about things in a very logical way and really explain where you're coming from and what you're trying to do. And then hopefully by going to see a plastic surgeon that you really have this rapport with, there can be this open discussion about why things are being done. So again, I hope everyone enjoyed having the whole distribution of age categories, but definitely think about these things. And when you're seeing people that have had certain procedures done, try to, you know, imagine what would happen as you're getting older if you're starting to see certain things in the mirror or certain things that have bothered you for a long time or all of a sudden starting to manifest themselves. You can start to look at it and think about ways that you would like to do it in either a subtle way or a more drastic way. It all depends on how you're seeing things and what you really want to accomplish. So, once again, thanks so much for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll speak with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.